This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Myopically, NFL is week-to-week league, year-by-year league. I understand why the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, this would be the company line on it. I also think if they were to lose on Sunday to the Colts, and the odds makers think they will, even though they'd still be in first place, I would be willing to do either one, buy or sell, depending on what was offered. Ed Oliver's out for the year in Buffalo. If the Bills wanted Cam Hayward badly enough, I would give them Cam Hayward based on his age and based on the team's current situation. Yes, that would make the Steelers' defense even worse, but it's already really bad. So I think the old Branch Rickey, Ralph Kiner conversation that Mulsey always loves to bring up could probably be applied in that situation.
Wouldn't you be rooting for the Bills to lose to the Chiefs and get run on pretty well and really miss Ed Oliver here this Sunday?
But it... Okay, you could say root for it, but...
Won't actually happen.
Yes, I'm bringing that up because that's what I would do in that situation. Mike gives you the company stance here. They're not going to do that. Like, the optics of them being in first place and subtracting from this year's team to help future teams is just anathema to them.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, what we're going to get is more of what happened allegedly today. Marquez Valdez-Scantling signs. First step in getting some of Aaron Rodgers' band back together. Trying to put little band-aids and tourniquets on this year's team. So I think it's going to be depth receiver. I think it's probably going to be secondary help. I've even heard some rumblings that if, say, Amalu's pec injury is really bad, maybe a depth offensive lineman, and the big, like, you know, eye-opening rumor is Breece Hall. Because the Jets are going to trade him. They suck. And his contract is up after this year.
And we know Mike loves guys who play well against the Steelers.
Yeah, he went off in week one. My God, could you imagine if they actually did that and gave up
significant capital?
Something like, what would you deem significant?
I don't know. Wouldn't the Jets probably want like a second or third for him?
Third?
I know he's dinged up at times, but
if we came on the air tomorrow and the Steelers had traded a third round pick for Breece Hall, what would your take be?
Negative.
Really? Donnie, what would yours be? Third for Hall.
And I can never remember. Well, I mean, they're also going to lose out on some of the
comp stuff,
the comp picks that everybody's been counting on.
Because Fields is still playing.
Yeah, did they already have two in the third round?
That's the expect. Well, yeah, they already have the Pickens pick. So they have the George pick and they have their own pick, and they might get a comp pick at the end of the third round, depending on how the math works with that.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't think I would jump all over that in anger. Well, I mean, was he?
He's done after this year.
It's a rental.
Yeah, I might be a little bit more negative then.
Here's why I'd be negative. Here's why I'd be negative, because I don't think they're a contender pretty much either way.
Right. Like I don't think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid does enough to.
It just doesn't move the needle for me. It's just, and it's.
It makes them a better team.
It does, but it's further in line with them. Yeah, it definitely makes them a better team, but it just continues down the road of, we're going to add this and add this, but we're not really going to add the thing fundamentally that we would need probably to beat one of these really good teams in the playoffs, which is a wildly overhauled defense and a significantly better offense. You're not just going to get Breece Hall for a third, hypothetically, and become a juggernaut. I don't see that happening.
I also don't think that's really like a position of problem with their offense. And maybe that plays into it a little bit for
I agree, but the rationale or logic for them trading that is that they would look at Hall as like the best available playmaker out there. Like, he could impact or make their offense better than even, say, Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed or somebody like that. And they'd rather have like a great running back than a good wide receiver.
It's just,
do you get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I get what you're saying. It's just so, like, again, indicative, if that were to happen, let's say,
yeah,
of a franchise that is very myopic and, more to the point, I think somewhat delusional about where it stands in the NFL. This, like, unbelievably nearsighted, near-term move to try to help a team that right now,
right,
I would say, if you polled Steelers fans, are they even going to make the playoffs? The answer would be no by a majority,
yeah,
and I don't think Breece Hall would change that.
But you got to remember, their stated goal is to win the AFC North every
year. I know,
year.
Pony. They're
and
all in
they're
this
in
year
first
too.
Place right now.
I know.
So adding somebody like Breece Hall, even if we think they'd get blown out in their first playoff
game,
what? Even
they'll
if
be,
it's at home.
They'll be in first place no matter what happens this week, too.
Yeah.
They will still be in first place even if it's at 4-4.
That's why Tomlin says they're buyers, because a team that's in first place tries to get better and not worse.
Yeah, he's delusional. That's all right, though.
Speaking of delusions.
He and his coaches work hard and the players work hard, and they're going to get this right, because real solutions... Fixes happen on the field, boys, in stadiums.
I don't know if you know this, Donnie, but they only had 10 defenders out there for the two-point conversion play with Romeo Dobbs. Did you know that?
He was talking to Nelly in there.
Sorry.
Nelly's coming in, getting himself ready for the name game in 25
Romeo,
minutes.
Romeo Dobbs wide open because they had 10 guys. So someone very adroitly asked Mike Tomlin about that today, and this is what he said.
Eccles was in for Slay. Eccles thought that they were going for one. I think he came off the field because he's not on field goal block, and we weren't able to get the transitional component of that. And that happens from time to time when you're rolling a lot of people. You never like it, but the reality is the more people you play, the more complex rotations are, particularly when rotations get abnormal.
One of the most BS explanations for why they were one man down I've ever heard. That happens from time to time. Guys are unaware of what the situation might be after a touchdown gets scored, that a dude runs off the field and doesn't think he needs to be out there because he just expects a team to kick an extra point and not go for two.
Pony, the transitional component down. That's all you needed to play there.
Man, what gobbledygook Tomlin speak that is.
Can you actually play that? I'm going to ask you.
Eccles was in for Slay. Eccles thought that they were going for one. I think he came off the field because he's not on field goal block, and we weren't able to get the transitional component of that. And that happens from time to time when you're rolling a lot of people. You never like it, but the reality is the more people you play, the more complex rotations are, particularly when rotations get abnormal.
Pony.
It's abnormal for a cornerback to come in?
I'm sorry, you're doing too much already here. Here is what needs to be said. Brandon Eccles was out there. He thought they were going for one. He ran off the field. We didn't get him or somebody else back on the field in time. Instead, it's transitional components, abnormal rotations.
It's Tomlin word salad is what that
Pony,
is.
Pony, that might be the ultimate one. That might be the fancy word salad where they make the dressing for the Caesar in the bowl, then dump the lettuce in and serve it to you tableside like that.
But I'm surprised he even like peeled back the curtain and outed a guy for screwing up.
That's the most detailed explanation
I thought he was
of
just
how
gonna,
an,
exactly.
a 10 men on the field situation happens that I've ever heard. It actually is illuminating, yes.
Like, I thought he might just say, yeah, it happened. It is unacceptable. Curt answer, short answer, move on. Instead, he threw Eccles
under
the bus.
But he said,
hey, it happens.
But he loves, I think one of the things he loves to do is he loves to talk about how complex even the simplest things like having the right number of guys in the field can be. Yeah, they're complex if your team's poorly coached.
Those were Tomlin takes.
tough.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text on a person in your law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I'm getting my nipples pierced for a good cause.
You've made Barrett Sports Media today, too. They wrote a Barrett Sports Media story. 93.7 The Fan host Andrew Filippone turns nipple piercing wager into cancer research fundraiser.
Boom.
Look at you.
Also, I will give this away now before we bring in our guest to talk about it. I got a phone call today from a longtime friend of mine, Jay Caulfield, who used to do an hour with me and Cook back in the day. And I think still does stuff with the midday guys. And
one of the firmest and scariest handshakes I have ever
Couldn't
experienced.
Be a nicer dude, though. Yep. Gentle giant.
Yep.
And I'm a contributor to the podcast he does with Larry Richard from Next Door. So he called me today during one of our breaks and said, I played golf with Mario today. He's in.
Get the F out of here.
He said, Mario is into this. He is going to hook you guys up with a jersey to raffle off at the event tomorrow. So I couldn't just take that information and be done with it. I needed to pry and figure out like what Mario's take was
on the piercing itself, like the fact that you did it.
Yes. And he said it ran the gamut of everything. There was disappointment. There was
fundamental just disappointment from Mario's beautiful.
Yeah. There was
amusement, I hope.
There was appreciation that this was being spun into something positive to help a good cause.
Okay, here's the question. Here's what I would really want to know.
Yeah.
Mario gritted it out through some of the worst pain and sickness anyone has ever played through. He got a standing ovation in Philadelphia.
Yep.
For his basically courage and fortitude.
Yeah.
Did Jay say one way or the other whether Mario respected you for going through with it, period?
I got the sense that yes. I think that's why he wants the jersey to be part of
that
it.
That rules.
Yeah.
That rules. I'm excited.
Ace,
if
you're out there listening, thank you very much. You're the man.
You know what? I might get my nose in there and get into the bidding tomorrow. Ooh. That's one for the Mulsey man cave or the Mulsey household.
It's not an auction.
Okay.
It's a raffle. So people buy raffle tickets and they drop them.
Even better, honestly. I might just buy a huge chunk of raffle tickets too.
We're about 26 hours away from me getting my nipples pierced.
How are you feeling, by the way? Like, is there any kind of anxiety about the moment getting closer and closer? Because you know what I'm going to do tomorrow during the 4 hours we're on the air.
Is tweak me?
Is at, oh, tweak you. Yes. Not... Yeah, figuratively, not literally. I'm going to torture you on the air about this tomorrow. I might have a ticking clock sound effect that I play like the start of 60 Minutes.
I am in an oddly good place about it currently.
Okay.
I haven't started freaking out yet.
Okay.
I did trim and shave around the area.
Oh, my God.
Last night.
Here we go.
So I am good to go there. All the money we raise from this event,
like prepping for surgery, is what you're talking about, basically.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have two little marker lines there. These are the nipples you're supposed to operate
on. I was gonna text Kate if I needed to do that, but I said, "What the heck? I'll just do it anyways."
Okay.
All the money raised is gonna go to the McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation to help fight breast cancer, and the CEO is joining us right now. You can see him on our YouTube stream. Michael Anakin on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Michael, I'm sure there's been a lot of charitable causes and events you've been a part of. Anything come close to this nipple piercing event?
No. In fact, I had to call down the legal just to make sure we were able to do it. But it appears that everything's okay and we're going full speed ahead with this.
What was your reaction when our people contacted you and said, hey, we've got a great opportunity for you. We'd like you to be like the recipient charity of this event.
Well, first of all, I was very grateful. Second of all, I'm a fan of the show, so I understand your prognostication skills and the lack thereof. So I thought to myself, well, I mean, his loss is our gain in this case.
Michael, how long have you been with McGee? And can you tell people who are like, okay, I get what the name here is and I kind of get the basics, just how much work is done by the Research Institute and Foundation and how much help it provides to people, to women in the area?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been here 9 years, and you know, we do everything from research in pregnancy and early human development all the way through diseases of aging like cancer, pelvic floor issues, heart disease, and really everything in between, all the benign gynecology, all the fertility and infertility, all the infectious disease. So we really span the entire lifespan of a woman. And we're not just doing work for women here in Western Pennsylvania, but the work we do actually translates all across the globe because we are the largest research institute in the world that's focused specifically on women's health and reproductive biology.
Wow, that's incredible. I've termed this like money that goes to fight breast cancer because there's a lot of different umbrellas or layers to that. There's breast cancer research. There's breast cancer care. There's dealing with, you know, families that are affected by that. So that's how I've broadly kind of described it, Michael. The people that are going to be cool enough to show up and donate money for this cause, can you tell them where it's going to go?
Yeah, for sure. So this actually is going to go to our Breast Cancer Research and Education Fund,
cool,
which is a broad-based fund that allows us to support all of those things that you just mentioned. So in other words, instead of going for one specific project, like for instance, we have a breast cancer vaccine in clinical trials right now in phase two.
Wow.
But instead of going for a specific project like that, it's a broad-based fund that actually gets voted on by the doctors every quarter. And the dollars that are in that fund then get spent on what's most important or most needed at the time.
Can you put it into perspective for people, Michael, just all this research, just how much it's improved outcomes in situations where people have breast cancer, just the level of advancement that has been made, you know, even past 15 years? It seems like every year you hear about, oh yeah, a lot of people still get cancer, obviously, but also the treatments are just incredible, it seems like, nowadays. Like the amount of knowledge that has been acquired because of things like what you guys do and the funds that are raised staggers me when I think about it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's easy to put it in perspective when I put it in perspective like this. When I got here 9 years ago, they were very specific about never using the word cure because we can't cure breast cancer. We could extend the life, we could put it into remission, we could do lots of things, but we can't cure it. Now we're seeing cure rates, right? So our survival rates have gone up significantly. The impact of the treatments is much less invasive than it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's actually much better for the human at the other end of those treatments. And at the same time, it's much more effective at getting rid of the disease or knocking it into submission for longer periods of time than it ever has been. So in the last 10 years, we've significantly made an impact in beating up breast cancer.
When I predicted the Steelers to beat the Bengals, did you think I was going to be right about that, Michael? What was your thought on?
I did.
You did.
I'll remind you, he predicted 38-3.
Yes,
Michael.
I did.
Yeah, well, he had a lot more high hopes for our defense than I think they had for themselves on that night. But, you know, at the end of the day, unfortunately, I'm a lot like you. I thought for sure we were coming away with a victory there. But, you know, it's been a rough couple of weeks for us.
Yeah.
I just want to stress too, Michael, I know you said you're a fan of the show. I'm sure you've been busy today, so probably didn't hear this. But just how fortuitous this ultimately is for McGee. Andrew is in an actual pick'em pool with about 500,000 people for the NFL this year. ESPN's got a pick'em pool. About 500,000 people are in it. It's just NFL, pick with the spreads. That's it. He is currently in 46th place. He is picking games correctly at an astonishing rate, and yet he made one prediction so awful that it is going to benefit McGee.
Yeah.
I just think that that's like one of those things that was meant to be.
I agree.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, look, hey, I've loved how you've turned this lemon into lemonade for us, and I'm so appreciative of your willingness to do that. And I'm unfortunately going to New York tomorrow to report on that breast cancer vaccine to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, who funded it. And actually, we've had 20 women go through that trial, and the data is already beginning to show some success. Well, we're very, very hopeful. That report's going to be a very positive report. So I won't be able to be there to see this, but I am a little bummed out about that because I think it's going to be a great night, and I appreciate the energy that you're bringing.
Oh, there's going to be video. Don't you worry.
We'll get that in. The right hands.
Video is going to find its way to you. I promise you that.
Michael Anakin from the McGee Research Institute. Michael, thank you so much. I'm honored to be pairing up with you guys for this great event tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Pony. I appreciate you.
See you guys. All right, there you go. Michael Anakin. Yeah.
I have this sense. I like being the person who just gets to, like, you know, kind of play traffic cop tomorrow with all of this, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at 2 o'clock, it still won't have really hit you. We'll be on site for it. 3 o'clock, maybe. Then Kate's going to show up, who's doing the piercings.
I think seeing the needle is going to screw it up for me.
I think when you see, because there's going to be somewhere in Mike's, like, a nice cordoned off area where they're going to do this.
Yeah.
They have to have it be sterile and everything.
Yep.
Once you see the area.
They have to make it be sterile and everything. Listen to me.
Once you see the area where the piercing is going to take place, I think you're going to start becoming very unnerved.
I think it's going to happen right on the main stage there.
So you're going to be sitting at the very spot?
I think I need to be in a spot where everybody can take it in.
I'm not squeamish. Like, if there's gore in movies, it doesn't bother me.
I don't think I'm going to bleed that much.
But no, man. I'm a little squeamish about the idea of just seeing a needle get shoved right through your nipple twice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time for the PM team name game. Here's how it works. Somebody from Odyssey Pittsburgh picked two categories today for us to try to master, perfect on the air. For example, one time we did elements of the
periodic table.
And Chris Mulleranger, Filippone, and Donnie Football go around and around until someone either answers incorrectly or can't think of an answer within the time limits. When you lose, you get a point. When you win or survive, you don't get a point.
Lowest score wins, like golf.
At the end of the year. And right now, we think, we got to double check this, but Malzi has
14 losses.
L's, Donnie is 13, and I have 11.
You've been in, like, survival mode. You've snuck through on some of these.
Nelly is back here to officiate the name game. Nelly, category number one.
Colts Steelers 2006 playoff game starters from January of 2006. 2005 season.
Why do I feel like Donnie just watched this game in the last couple of days? And
I surprisingly didn't.
He hasn't. Yeah, because he hasn't been here.
All right, Malzi. You kick it off. So this is both team starters or just the Steelers starters?
Both teams.
Okay.
If we want to do that.
Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger.
Next.
Peyton Manning.
Next.
Hines Ward.
Next.
Marvin Harrison.
Next.
Why am I blanking for a second here? James Ferrier.
James Ferrier, yes, sir.
Joey Porter.
Troy Polamalu.
Troy Polamalu.
Larry Foote.
Yes.
Reggie Wayne.
Heath Miller.
Yes, sir.
Chris Hope. H-O-P-E. Not Chris Hoke. Chris Hope. Safety.
For the Steelers. Safety. Chris Hope, 28.
Safety. Starters.
All the suspense is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's in there. He's in there.
Man, you made me really nervous there.
I was like, what?
I was looking for Chris Hoke. Yeah.
Did they come out in a six quarterback look?
Hope. Don?
Dallas Clark.
Dallas Clark.
I mean, all because I always, yeah, Ike Taylor.
Ike Taylor. Swagger.
I think it was Swaggin'
You.
Swaggin' You. He wouldn't even add the university. I don't know if it was an accredited school.
Kimo von Olhoffen.
Yes. Great pull.
Don't give him too much credit here, Nelly.
I've never heard of that guy.
You've never heard of him? What the hell?
I want to give you a point right now for saying that.
That's the guy that fell into Carson Palmer's knee.
Yeah.
It's probably the only reason they even got that run, baby. Yeah.
I sound like Callis.
You do.
Willie Parker.
Willie Parker. Listed as handback.
Handback?
Yeah.
Halfback.
Halfback.
Malsy? I know.
What's Joel doing?
Just try your best to move on, please.
Bryant McFadden.
For the Steelers, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know if he would have started that game.
On the Steelers defense?
That would be a Steelers defensive player, yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
Yes! Woo!
He made a huge play late, but I guess he...
Who's listed as the other starting corner?
I mean, it would have been...
Deshae Townsend?
The Steelers corners are Taylor, Townsend, Polamalu, and Hope.
There you go. They were in their defensive base defense.
Backs. Yeah. Wow.
The only person I hate more than you guys is myself. I want to throw this mother...
I thought old Nick Harper was going to get mentioned. But I had the same worry about him that he wasn't one of their two starting corners.
I was starting to think about, how about Jeff Saturday?
I had Jeff Saturday written down.
I knew Saturday.
I just thought B-Mac
Ryan
was one of the
Deem.
Two. Was that like their
Ryan
left
Deem?
Tackle?
How about Lilja?
Yeah, Lilja. You say Glenn. From Indy, yep.
Was Aaron Tarek Smith Glenn. In there?
Aaron Smith, yeah.
Here's another guy
you
I thought of.
Stupid. Yeah, we didn't go through like
trash.
Most of the Steelers
here's
offensive
a, here's
line
another
either.
One, Don, I thought of. Big Dan Kreider.
I think I saw him.
Couldn't I have said Jeff Hardings? For, you could have said Hardings, yep. Fanica, Smith.
Oh, shut up. God, why
Big
am
Ken
I so
Simmons?
Stupid? I know. I was thinking that too. Because it's like a run like in a draft where somebody takes a defense and they all start going in a fantasy draft or quarterback. I thought once someone named the Steelers offensive lineman, we would have just ripped right through them and gotten all five. But
Edger and James too, right?
Oh, yep. Yes.
Right. Malsy got too cute.
Thanks, Pony. You got any more armchair analysis? I hope those nipple piercings hurt like absolute hell. I hope you're squealing like a pig tomorrow.
All right, next.
The SNL 51 cast, their current season.
Current season? What are you laughing about?
Because I don't think, I mean, I don't know. I might know like three people.
Three?
Probably not even that.
All right.
I don't know if I have one, but it's on Malsy, thankfully.
Colin Jost. That was one of the few I had in my head.
Colin Jost. Okay. Is Big Kenan Thompson still on there?
Oh, please let him lose.
Kenan Thompson?
Kenan! Kenan, baby!
See, here's another thing, Malsy. Pony does get lucky on some of these tricky ones. Because he's able to go either first or second out of nowhere. And we'll know like two people.
See, now you sound like Tomlin talking about Aaron Rodgers after that missed offsides call. Control the controllables. Don't worry about where I'm going in the order.
You're my friend, and I respect you a lot professionally and personally. I want to punch you
I
in
think
the stomach
I know,
badly.
I think I could get one here.
Okay.
I can swing it back
around.
All
right, around. Don.
What's his name? Michael Che?
Yep.
God, son of! Yes! That was Malsy's other one!
He showed up at WrestleMania 1 year, baby!
And now Malsy's screwed! Way to go, Don! You put him right back in the pressure cooker! He's got.
I'm just throwing a hail.
You said the three names that I had hope with.
I'm gonna. Oh, I'm just.
You're gonna say Dan Aykroyd.
Sucks so
bad. I'm starting the timer.
Yeah. Okay. We should do that.
Each. Man. Nelly, would you have known any of these guys?
No.
I didn't think so.
I mean, Keenan's been doing it for like 30 years. 15 seconds,
Mosey. Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. Sorry.
Yes.
That show sucks.
Survive in advance, Donnie.
Would this have counted like any of the celebrity appearances?
No.
Not from what I'm seeing, no.
No, that's not a cast member. That's a host.
I don't watch that show.
Repertory and featured player.
Give me some of the names. Is like Kristen Wiig still on that show?
No way.
No.
Who's the chick who was in Happy Gilmore 2? Is she in there?
Which one?
His wife?
No, the like one who's playing golf early when he's like out at the municipal golf course hacking it around. That chick that's in that scene.
Chris, I didn't have anybody else here. On my list.
Yes, I'm aware.
What about like Big Tina Fey, Amy Poehler?
No, they're still all doing gone. I was gonna say Daryl Hammond.
What about
Hammond,
Maya Rudolph?
For God's sake,
Daryl Hammond.
Is Maya Rudolph on
Phil
that
Hartman?
List?
I do not see her.
I was gonna say Tim Meadows.
Actually, that wouldn't have been a bad guess.
Yes, it would have been because he's
Horatio
like 60.
Sands.
I'd have better luck saying Chris Farley.
I don't know any of these
Norm
guys.
Norm MacDonald.
I was praying you said you randomly got hipster and said a name other than Michael Che, because I was going to say Michael Che. It was written down. And then he was gonna just go like, Bill Smithengruben. And Nelly would be like, you know what? There he is, Bill Smithengruben. I can't believe it.
Heidi Gardner is what people are tweeting in here.
I don't care.
No, I only knew Jost and Che because they were at like WrestleMania 39 or something.
All right. Another great time.
I'm so unbelievably pissed off right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.